something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Educating the Human Spirit.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, let me hurry with that scripture. Like I said, I want to show it to you. Romans chapter 7. Hope we can really get this done quick. Dear Lord Jesus. Let me read to you. TLB joins 23 all the way to 25, so I might have to start again from where he opens 23. But there is something else deep within me. In my lower nature that is at war with my mind and wins the fight and makes me a slave to the sin that is still within me. In my mind, I want to be God's willing servant, but instead I find myself still enslaved to sin. So you see how it is. My new life tells me to do right, but the old nature that is still inside me loves to sin. My new life. But the old nature that is still inside me. So my new life and my old nature are still here. You see what the man's saying? This is where the duality, the dual nature doctrine came from. They believe it. Well, let me keep reading. But the old nature that is still inside me loves to sing. Oh, what a terrible predicament I'm in. Who will free me from my slavery to this deadly lower nature? Read the next. He said, thank God it has been done by Christ Jesus our Lord. He has set me free. This is a bundle of contradiction. If he has set me free, how come I got two natures? So they say, you know, we have two natures. There is the lower nature and there is the spiritual nature. So if we yield to the higher nature, we'll live right. If we yield to the lower nature? They are translating wrongly. The scripture is not telling us about two natures. It's not two natures. The scripture is comparing the inward man with the outward man. Now, these are not two natures. What is the inward man and what is the outward man? I'll tell you. I did mention yesterday. The inward man is the human spirit and his soul. That is the inward man. And the soul is the house of the mind, the emotions, and the will. Do you remember he said, with my mind, I want to serve God. Where is the mind? In the soul. So the inward man is the human spirit and his soul. The soul belongs to the human spirit. And the soul has the emotions of man, the will of man, and the mind of man. These three you will never find in the laboratory when you dissect a man. What is the outward man? The outward man is the human body and its senses, its five senses. Without the senses, the human body cannot function. It uses the five senses to function in a physical world. Without the senses, the body is as dead. If the man cannot feel, Have you ever met someone who couldn't feel anything? We've seen some in the healing school. You touch the guy, he can't feel nothing. Have you seen someone who cannot see anything? Who's blind and cannot see anything? He can't describe for you all of these beautiful things that you see here. He can't relate with them. Ever seen someone who couldn't hear? He can't relate with sound in his words. So the body becomes like a dead thing because he can't relate with the word. He relates with the senses. So the description of the flesh is the body and his senses. And he is not a nature. Can you see it? Because the man is one person. He is the spirit and his soul who lives in this body. If you take him out of the body dies. So at the fall of man, man lost. See, God told him, the day you eat of this tree, you will surely die. That means the light of God in your spirit will be gone. The connection to God, because every living thing must remain connected to its source. The human spirit must stay connected to God, which is his source. God's spirit, the Father of spirits, to function correctly. Once there is a disconnection, that spirit has no direction. He's not sustained. He has no more information. It's like the physical body. When he cannot see, he cannot hear, he cannot feel, he cannot taste, he cannot smell. Think about it. When all those things are gone from the physical body, nothing works. Nothing. He doesn't know whether he's sitting or standing. He doesn't know whether he's sleeping. He doesn't know anything. He's got no knowledge. Imagine that. Imagine a physical person whose five senses are not working. If you give him food, he doesn't know he's eating. He can't taste it. He can't feel it. Think like this. When that happened to the human spirit, when all his spiritual senses died because they were cut off from life, he could not access God. He could not talk to God. He could not communicate with God. He could not fellowship with God. He had no light of God. He was in darkness. So what happened to the man? The spirit had to find access to his word. He started using his senses through his body. All his knowledge, he had to be re-educated. He had to be re-educated. The moment God came into the garden, what happened? He ran away. What happened? He covered himself because now he sees differently. And God says, Adam, where are you? He says, I heard your voice. And I hid myself because I was naked. God said, who told you you're naked? Did you do what I told you not to do? How come he heard God? Because God's a master communicator. He can talk to goats, cats, cows. He can talk to anything. And so he was talking to this man through his senses. Not through his spirit. Through his senses. The man related back to God. Still in fear of God. And God had to work salvation. Because the man's spirit could not relate with God. The man, that's what Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He is dead as far as the kingdom of God is concerned. He cannot relate with it. The man must be born again. His spiritual senses are gone. He can't communicate with the spiritual. The Bible says, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them. Not only are they foolishness, he says he cannot know them. Why are they foolishness? Because they come to his senses. He can't relate with them. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. You have to understand them spiritually. Now, when that man is born again, he is awakened to the fatherhood of God, but he's uneducated. He has now to be trained. He has now to be educated with the word of God. He has to be informed. He has to retrain. He has to think differently. That is why God created the church families so that they can come to the church family and be taught and be stayed and be directed. So that gradually you find that there is a new shift of your consciousness from the outward man to the spiritual man. Because all of your five senses are for your body, but your spirit has senses. Now you are retraining your spirit. You are retraining your spirit to see things differently, to see according to the word of God. The kingdom of God has become real to your spirit. So you are training, learning to function in that world, that spirit world to which you are born. That's what it's about. So that's what I'm dealing with. That's what I'm telling you. You've got to be educated, spiritually educated. Otherwise, you'll be functioning with your five senses more than anything else. But you think you're all right because you're very smart. But you're not awakened to the spiritual. You are used to these two eyes. You've been raised all your life. If you are 50 years old, you are 50 years trained with these eyes. You started right from when you were a baby, focusing, learning to focus, learning until you became perfect. They started teaching you how to walk. You fell this way. Gradually, you balanced. Now you are a sprinter. In the spirit, you must be taught too. You must be taught what things are. So that when you see with these eyes, they tell you, no, don't look with these ones. You have other eyes. Use your spiritual eyes. Then you start training. You say, I don't understand that. Then we open the scriptures. We tell you it starts by believing. You say, believing. That means exercise your spirit to accept what this message says. This is God's message. It is addressed to your spirit. Your spirit can accept it. And then you say, I believe. You're exercising your spirit. Then you receive the Holy Ghost. You're now training. You're learning to give your vocal features to God. You're speaking in tongues without thinking. Labro gas gone. Always you were trained to say things. Your mind was educated. Okay? So that every time you want to talk, it will come through your brain. You process what you're going to say. You were taught this language and that language. You say, mommy says, say spoon. You say, boom. Say spoon. Boom. Okay, you learned that one. Say daddy. 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 Then you perfected it. Daddy. You see, you process all this in your mind now. You perfected it. So now learn to give your vocal features to God. Give your vocal instruments to God.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Radiowa, Christ Embassy Way, off Obai Radiowa, off Ekenwa Road. Worship with us on Sundays, first service 7 a.m., second service 10 a.m., Wednesdays 12 p.m. and 5:30 p.m., Thursdays 5:30 p.m., Fridays 5:30 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeningzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Thank you, and God bless you.